Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World, visiting with my colleague Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, to comment on the meeting in the White House a week past, where the European powers of the EU and NATO gathered with the President of the United States to answer the question, what is to be done about the war in Ukraine, the attack by Russia? Mr. Trump had met with Mr. Putin a few days before, and there had been an agreement that they were moving forward in some fashion, but it's all very unwritten down. Since the meeting in the White House with the European powers, there have been remarks from the Kremlin that are not consistent with settling the conflict. One of the remarks in particular came from Mr. Lavrov, the foreign minister, on national television, saying that the president of the Russian Federation, Mr. Putin, was not interested in meeting with Mr. Zelensky. Disregards him, let's leave it that way. That is not moving the story, because the conversation with Mr. Trump had turned on a bilateral or maybe trilateral meeting. Mr. Trump's response so far, and it's all not available to me except for the headlines, is that Mr. Putin has 2 or 3 weeks to respond, and then there'll be a change of weather. Mary, how do you regard this? This is textbook geopolitical a contest. It played out in the newspapers of it could be any time in the last 200 years. Where's it going, Mary?
Well, there's several aspects to this story and the developments you've just outlined. The first is that President Trump has brought an energy into trying to resolve the conflict. And that's a good thing. And he's demonstrating a lot of U.S. leadership. And the nations of Europe are responding to that. Look at how quickly they jumped on airplanes to come and meet him in the White House for many hours discussing the contours of the conflict, what should be done, what should be said, et cetera. That's great American leadership. Now, whether or not it results in the outcome that we desire is a different story. As you rightly say, Vladimir Putin is not conceding as quickly to talks as the White House would like. And I think that's because of a fundamental misunderstanding between Washington and Moscow about the end goal of both sides. The president of the United States has outlined a peace agreement that, you know, would result in the parties sitting down and coming to some sort of understanding about, you know, territorial delineation and a ceasing of fighting, et cetera. Vladimir Putin is not interested in that. He's never been interested in that. He's always said very clearly that he doesn't think Ukraine should exist, that he wants it erased as an identity and as a standalone nation. And that's what he is pursuing here. It is also true that Vladimir Putin has never respected ceasefire agreements. I mean, remember the Minsk agreements? I mean, he broke that almost as soon as those agreements were signed. So President Trump has almost intractable problems here. The first is, can you trust President Putin to respect whatever he signs? And secondly, can you get the Ukrainians to agree to it? And thirdly, is there a type of agreement here that would not send a signal of weakness to the likes of China, for instance, that if you go take territory, you can keep it? Because certainly other nations are watching what is happening in these negotiations. So I don't envy the president. It's a very difficult position. He didn't inherit a very easy position. But if I were sitting back at the State Department, those are the questions that I would be asking.
NATO, especially Berlin, Paris, and London. The reason I mention, Mary, is that they've got internal politics that point not to a resolution, but in fact in another direction, to obliging Russia. How do you measure their response to that meeting in the White House? Did they leave there heartened, or did they leave there discouraged?
Well, they certainly left with a lot more energy than they had before. For instance, French President Emmanuel Macron and the German Chancellor and the Polish Prime Minister are visiting Moldova this week, which is right on the border of Ukraine. The Canadian prime minister is visiting Poland and Ukraine this week. You know, there's more of an urgency here than I think we've felt before. There's also, of course, this delineation of Europe between the nations who sit in the East that are directly threatened by Vladimir Putin, so the Baltic states, Poland, Moldova, et cetera, and the nations of Western Europe, which, you know, can feel as if or have felt as if they could really, you know, walk a line between Moscow and Washington.
30 seconds, Mary.
I think that time is over. I think the threat of the United States, you know, not providing as much assistance as they did in the past is serving as a wake-up call. But again, you know, while I celebrate the energy that the White House has brought to resolving this conflict, which was necessary and overdue, actually solving it is a much harder challenge indeed.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor, Secretary of State.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.